Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back in for Chad Hartman. I'm Dave Schrader on News Talk 830 WCCO. We just had on a couple of inspiring people, right? We've got young Owen Evans, who's a local musician. We had him on in the first half an hour of today's show, showing you how just belief and a passion and a love for something can inspire you to move forward, to do something that a lot of other people sit on the couch and wish they would have done or have tried for themselves. Jeff Belanger is an author. He is a well-respected lecturer, speaker, and he is, in his own right, very motivational. I've had the good luck throughout my last 18 years to have been at many different conferences with Jeff. And I remember I have, and this is hard for people to believe because I do radio and I've been on TV, I am an extreme introvert who lives in an extrovert business.
I get that. Right? I get you. I'm with
yes.
you, Dave.
So it's really hard for me. I can go out and command an audience of 10,000 people, but one-on-one, I'm real fidgety and uncomfortable and awkward, right? I feel bad when I've run into people that recognize me out at Walmart or Walgreens or whatever because, you know, they'll – to them, it's, oh, my God, I listened to you. I saw you on TV, blah, blah, blah. And it, but, of course, it never fails. Like at Christmas time, I was at the Walmart with my son Max, and we were looking for something. And I'm in a Vikings T-shirt, and I realize as I'm there, I've got chili cheese dog splatter on it. I am unshaven. And as I'm standing there, this woman comes by, and she stops, and she looks at me, and she goes, you're on TV. And I was like, oh, no, what do I do? And I go, yeah, Rick from Pawn Stars, and start laughing. And she's, no, that's not it. She goes, you're on Travel Channel. I'm like, yeah, I've been on Travel Channel. And she's like, oh, we love your shows. And then she and her husband are dressed to the nines, and they're buying stuff to give to children, you know, for like Secret Santa stuff. And she stops and just gives me the once over, and you could see the disappointment in her eyes of, oh, how the mighty reality TV have fallen, right?
She hand you a 20 and say, you need this more than me?
Can I buy your son something? So we have those moments, but I'm super shy, even when I'm cleaned up and out in public, right? But I have to do these things. And when I first began, I was at a conference with Jeff, and I said, you know, it's weird to me. And because he was trying to understand my fear of going up in public speaking. He goes, you know this topic. You own this topic. I said, I know, but nobody's here for me. Everybody is here for the celebrities that are here. We're filler. And he goes, that's not the way I look at it. And this was one of the best motivational speeches I've ever gotten in my life. Is he said, they came here for the celebrities, but they will leave talking about you and I. And that's what you need to step up to.
Sure.
And I was like, wow. All right. And part of me was still on that, yeah, but they're celebrities. You know, where am I going to fit in? How am I going to surpass that? And made it my goal to step up. And I watched Jeff give his talk, and he commanded that audience. He had them laughing and crying and thinking and engaged. And I went out on stage, and he, you know, kind of gave me the knowing wink and nod, and he's like, follow that, you know. And I went out, and I followed that. And I came back and the crowd was just loving it. And he looks at me and he goes, so where do you think you lost him? You know, just trying to get me back in humble ground. But that was an important lesson, a very important life lesson for me, was you don't just let the moment pass you by. Even if you feel like I'm not sure why I'm here. And I fight with a very real thing called imposter syndrome. And it's brutal, brutal. Anybody that's dealing with imposter syndrome out there, my heart breaks for you. And for those of you that don't know what it is, it's just feeling like I don't belong here. At some point, they're going to realize we let a lunatic behind this microphone. He should not be here. Where are the professional radio hosts? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure watching the talk and text line, some of those people are messaging me right now. But I have that issue inside my head. And I would disengage a lot of times when I went on stage and I would kill it and not know what I did. And Jeff said, it's because you're not focused on you. You're focused on entertaining the audience and delivering the message. And once you get out of your own head and once you start focusing on bringing out the story, that's what people are going to go home with. And the best compliments I get when I do these conferences is I came for those guys. Man, you and Jeff did the best talks here. Oh my God, you and Jeff. So it's always been nice. We've been kind of bound together that way, that we're in there. And neither one of us are ever egotistical enough to push, yeah, but which one is better? Because we know it's Jeff. But it's important for me to realize that. And I, you know, step up. So that's been a huge motivational factor for me. He's going in to do something, stepping behind the microphone at WCCO. This is a landmark radio station. This is etched in the hallmarks of radio worldwide. WCCO getting that opportunity. It can be daunting. It can be terrifying filling in for a Chad Hartman. But what are you going to do? This is my opportunity. I'll step in. Let's talk. Let's have some fun. Let's entertain, educate, and hopefully enlighten some people doing this. And I find that that frees the brain to allow myself to step up and do things that normally would seem extremely backbreaking or terrifying. Yeah. What do you do to motivate? How do you get out of your shell, Dave? What do you do to, if you're following me in that introvert, extrovert world, what do you do?
I'm following you there. I follow you with a little bit of imposter syndrome too.
Yeah.
And I absolutely feel it every time I walk in here and it's, what am I doing?
Right.
What am I doing here? I'm not sure I know what I'm doing because, yeah. But it's funny you talk about that just, you know, in a public speaking environment.
Mm-hmm.
I just think of your first guest, Owen.
Right.
I mean, how many times do you go to a concert and there's an opener you've never heard of and, you know, I'm there to see the, you know, the headliner. But then you walk away thinking, dang, I got to look those guys up. Those openers are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whether it's public speaking, whether it's music, whether it's, you know, doing this thing. It's your chance to put a foot in the door to raise some eyebrows, and that's interesting.
I love how Jeff
phrased that to you.
Yeah, and Jeff and I will be the first to tell people when people come up to compliment us, I'll accept the compliment and I say, "Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Please make sure to tell the people running the event because then they'll bring me back the more they hear." And that's what we've always done. And you know what? We get brought back year after year after year after year to different conferences because we change it up and we bring different topics and different stories and we try to make it a moment to engage. We need to take a quick break. I'd love to hear from you out there. If you've got thoughts, what do you do to make that inspiration work for you to step out of your comfort zone and step into something that would be otherwise a daunting task? You can hit us up at the WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. That's 651-461-9226. And at the bottom of the hour here, the Deerfield Massacre, a surprise attack, a forced march, and the fight for survival in early America. Author James Swanson will join us, and we'll do that a little later on right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad Hartman. Dave, before the break, I asked you, what do you do to kind of push yourself past those moments of discomfort to do what you have to do? What's your motivation?
Depends what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking things like, you know, public speaking, I don't have a huge issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
Introverted, kind of like you said, one-on-one is hard for me. In a group, if I'm in front of a bunch of people, fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal. My motivation right now is, my biggest struggles in pushing myself is mostly physical. You know, trying to run more, trying to do things like that. I do some triathlons, and I keep, I was listening to Jeff, it was kind of interesting, him talking about, you know, the steps he went and just cleaning up his diet and, you know, exercising because he's got to get up this mountain and he's going to die trying. And I'm, you know, kind of pushing myself towards right now thinking, what races do I want to do next? How far do I want to push myself? And how far am I going to push myself to push myself, if that makes sense?
You know, it totally makes sense.
How am I going to clean up my diet even more than I should? How am I going to find ways to exercise even more and push myself that way? And it's a learning process right now.
It's being conscious in that moment.
Yes.
Right? Saying, huh, do I really need a double bacon cheeseburger right now?
Yes.
That salad looks pretty good too.
Yes.
And being able to hold yourself accountable in the moment. Because, again, it sounds daunting. It's like, oh, I'm going to do this. I have trouble with it. Obviously, I have trouble with weight and eating because I love food. I love the flavor of foods and love certain foods to no end. Giving that up is really tough for me because it's like, do I really need that McRib sandwich? I think I do.
Yeah.
I think I need two McRibs because they're going to be gone soon.
That's right. Limited right? time. What
right.
am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Right. McDonald's fault. If they would just make it a year-round deal, I'd only need one once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yes. But as Jeff said, and I like the point, you know, you can go into a diet or whatever it is, whatever your goal is, whatever your big goal is, you know, say, let's just focus on dieting. Let's say it's, you know, I want to go 1 month without eating sweets or without eating, you know, a cheeseburger, whatever it is. Well, don't think about it for a month. Think about it for a day.
Right.
Think about, man, I could really use a cheeseburger right now for lunch. But what if I didn't?
Mm-hmm.
What if I didn't in this moment? What if I made a different choice? Because you don't have to think about it for 30 days. Think about it in that moment. Make the good choice. See how you feel afterwards. And it does get easier.
Inch by inch, everything's mm-hmm. a cinch. Yard by yard, everything is hard.
Yes. And if you make a, you know, if you slip up, if you have that cheeseburger on the eighth day of the month, so what? You know, you don't just throw the month away because you, I blew it.
Might
so.
As well eat eight more cheeseburgers.
Yeah, exactly.
I've already put myself over.
And you know what? I was that last night. I reached for one cookie and said, well, I blew it for tonight. I'll have four more. You know, it's a completely understandable human way of
right.
thinking, but it's ridiculous too. You
well, I sit there looking as age begins to dawn on me that I wake up. Boom, eyes spring open. I feel like I'm 22.
Yeah.
I swing my feet to the floor and I feel like I'm 86 and I'm like, oh.
At least I'm still in the middle somewhere.
Right. And I keep thinking to myself, what can I do? And it is very simple, right? It's just making the better choice in the moment. And it's so hard, you know, because I play this weird razor game with myself all the time where I walk the razor and I'm like, life could be over any day.
Mm.
And if I go up and stand before the big man at the pearly gates and he goes, how did you spend your last hours? I ate salad. Why didn't you have a McRib? I wanted to, you know, feel better maybe in a week from now. Hey, right now is all that's important, Dave.
Yeah.
You're right, God. I should have had two McRibs. I always feel like I don't want to disappoint God at the end of my life when he's like, how did you spend those last precious moments? I spent them worrying about what's going to happen next week. What's going to happen? Why? This is a gift. Enjoy now. Eat that McRib. Yeah, God, I should, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm always trying to convince myself I'm doing it for God because, after all, I'm religious. So, you know.
I'm sure he's had a taste. And yeah, I can't blame you. I can't blame you, Dave. Yeah, they are tasty.
God's up there. Oh, now pass me a Twinkie and stop looking at me. I'm horrible. I can already hear the typewriters going right now. How dare you make God that way fallible? No, I think he likes Twinkies and McRibs, or
who
we
doesn't?
Wouldn't have them, right? It's fascinating to me just watching how the brain works. You know, I sat there when COVID hit. And I've had my kids ask me and other people ask me through my life, well, you should write your story. So I started. And I'm like, it's a daunting task. And like he said, you can write a word. You can write a sentence. You can write a paragraph. Just do what you can. And in one day, I wrote a 120-page book.
Holy cow.
And I haven't even scratched the surface. That was just me riffing and having fun with it. But that's when my imposter syndrome kicked in. Mm. And I never did anything more. That was in one day at the beginning of COVID 4 years ago. So I've been sitting on those 120 pages, and I'm always like, nobody's – I don't know that I'm a decent writer. I don't know that I should do this. What do I do? And all of a sudden, I thought, I really want to put a book out, and I had this drawer full of stories that I'd crafted from other people telling me their stories and wanting me to share it, and I've taken their couple of paragraphs and honed them into a good story because they were not writers, and I've gone back and forth with them. And I thought, I've got this whole drawer full of stories that it's a shame to let go to waste. So I put them together into my first book, which I released. It just came out about a month and a half ago, called Theater of the Mind, Tales from the Darkness. And it's real life experiences with the strange and unusual world around us. And I put a couple of my personal stories into it. Because I figured maybe I can let them go in bite-sized pieces.
Sure.
And share those elements of who I am. And that was less terrifying to me than giving a whole book about me and about my experiences in life. And, you know, you have that thing of, who am I that people need to read my story? But then I have people at conferences that are always like, when are you going to put out your book? So it's that weird walk and trying to get that motivation to go outside my comfort zone. Just, you know, I think people have to find that motivation wherever it lies. And take those steps, because we do cheat ourselves out of a lot of really remarkable experiences, right?
Yeah.
I sit there thinking to myself, I picked up the guitar when I was a kid. I loved guitar. It was hard for me because I played, like McCartney, I played left-handed.
Mm.
And the guitars were not made for that. My parents couldn't afford to go out and buy me a left-handed guitar. And I had to learn in a really awkward way. And I just quit. And I really kicked myself for not having pushed further to do that. Owen's just like, this is what I want to be. This is who I am. It's ingrained in me. And he just stepped forward and starts to create. And to me, that's a powerful element. We hear those voices that do goad us on to do good things and how easily we put them down. But then we let the voices that are so negative take control of our destiny.
Yeah.
And dictate who we're going to be and who we're going to talk to or meet and what we're going to try. And I think of how many experiences I would have missed out on had I not just said, I'm going to try this. You know, being a public speaker is terrifying. In high school, couldn't have gotten me to do it. You know, I failed classes for the simple fact that there was no way I was going to get up in front of the class and talk. And now here I am, public speaking, doing things, going around the world, seeing amazing things. You have to take those steps and just keep pushing on to get where you need to be, to see the world and the life. I wanted to travel so bad. I used to have posters up in my room. I'd go to the local travel agency once a month when mm-hmm. they'd put up their new posters and they'd give me their old posters. And I had London and Egypt and France and Australia on my wall. And now I've hit them all.
Where's Kilimanjaro on the list?
Yeah, not going to happen. It sounds very... very tall for me. Yeah. I know my limitations. Two bad knees that I destroyed in every known sport. No cartilage, bone on bone, walking up a mountain 12,000, 19,000 feet high. I don't think I'd do it.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to go figure out your dream, like Owen, when you're young, I think, because right. That's when you probably have the most support, right? And yeah. He's, I mean, the way he talked about it from family members, his uncle, you know, doing a song with his uncle, from his mom saying you got to kick out some summer thumpers, I believe was the term.
Yes.
You know, and it almost feels like as we get old, the voices that we hear saying you can't do it, real or not, they get louder.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, realism sets in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, how we could fail and what could happen if we do fail. Whereas, heck, when you're 16 and you want to make a country song and you've got a few people behind you, as well as yourself pushing you forward, that's a powerful thing.
Yeah. And that, you're right, because we haven't already learned the limitations, or we haven't allowed the world's limitations on us to falter us,
yeah,
when we're that age. And maybe that was because I set the goal at a very early age about radio and doing the things I did, that kept that door open. So when opportunities came 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later, I was able to keep stepping through those doors because it was something that I'd set for myself when I didn't know, oh, you can't do radio. That's for professionals. That's,
yes,
for these kind of people that do that kind of thing. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, and I imagine you as a young man thinking about radio, obviously listening to radio,
yeah,
all the time. You were honing skills before you knew it.
Yeah. I wish I would give anything to uncover that box of audio cassettes from when I was a teenager. Hey, this is Dave the Wave, and this is Katrina and the Waves with their new song, Walking on Sunshine.
That's right. Hot stacks with the top of the,
right,
top of the racks.
Top of the racks. Yeah. I used to love doing that stuff and creating the radio that I loved growing up listening to. And that doesn't have a place anymore in the world, which is a shame because that was radio, man. Mm-hmm. That was fun radio.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a guest joining us, historian, some interesting back stories on a lot of the stuff he's working on. And he's the author of the New York Times bestselling Manhunt, The 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer, which is now a series on Apple Plus.
Yes, just dropped about a week ago.
Yeah, March 15th. Yeah, starring Patton Oswalt, Lily Taylor, Tobias Menzies. So he's also got another book called The Deerfield Massacre, a surprise attack, a forced march, and the fight for survival in early America. James Swanson will be our guest when we return right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.